Welcome to this week's podcast. We are hurtling at a rate of knots into December. This is the last week of November. It's Christmas is a coming klaxon time. Hope you're all well. So I'm sure you're planning, if you haven't done so already, when you're going to put your Christmas decorations up. We have our amazing tree being delivered here at school on Friday. Thank you very much to the PCFA who fund that every single year for us. And it'll be going up in our reception area and it's going to look absolutely incredible. So when the children come back to school on Monday, we are going to be fully Christmased here at Shears Green Junior School. Mine are going up on Sunday. My mum and dad always used to put them up when it was the poll winners party. Do you remember the smash hit poll winners party? Used to be on a Sunday or beginning of December on ITV. Yeah, so I like to follow on with that tradition. We just don't have a poll winners party anymore, do we? Lots of Christmas stuff to talk about because obviously that is the next big event on our school calendar. Now, we've got the Christmas concerts. So the year three is on Monday the 16th, year 4 Tuesday the 17th, year 6 Wednesday the 18th, and year 5 Thursday the 19th of December. Doors open at 2:15. Shows are going to start at 2:30, and then you can take the children home after that. So that's the 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th. Have a look at your flyer. The information you need is on there. The post box is opening next Monday, 2nd of December. So if you've got, I used to love this when I was a kid. If you children still write Christmas cards, and I was adults don't seem to write them anymore, but if children still like to write their Christmas cards, don't they? They can post them in the post box and they will get delivered to the rest of the school. And it's always exciting when you're a kid waiting for those Christmas cards to be delivered. So that opens from Monday towards to the end of term. We're going to be carol singing up at different supermarkets, and we'll give you some more information once those dates are confirmed. Our year sixes always go to the church to Why Christmas, and they're doing that on the 10th of December, and we do that every year. So if you're in year three, don't panic, that will happen as your child gets through the school. 13th of December, this is exciting, we're going to do a pantomime in school. The children are going to absolutely love it. It's going to be hilarious, and I'm sure there might be some clips recorded for maybe for parents to see as well. On the 13th, we've got the year 5-6 Christmas dinner and jumper day. And year 3 and 4, your Christmas dinner and jumper day is the 11th of December. PCFA have got some great events coming up, including the Breakfast with Santa on the 14th of December, the Secret Santa Room where they come in and buy presents on the 16th of December, and on the 20th of December at 2:30 onwards. It is the Christmas fair. So here, this is how this is going to work. You can come to Open Classroom. Doors are open at 2:00. If you're going to go to the infants, they're doing theirs at 2:30, and then that'll give you enough time to either go there and then come back to the Christmas fair, or just go to Open Classroom for about 2:10, have a look at the work, be a bit festive, come down to the Christmas fair. You're still away by 3:15. Everyone is a winner, and we are really looking forward to it. We're after volunteers. If there's anybody who can volunteer and help at the Christmas fair, please come forward and let us know. And I know I keep asking for money, I know, but if you're a business or you've got somebody and you would like to contribute or towards the raffle, please could you come forward too. We're always looking for money donations to put in the raffle. I owe Miss Searle a big apology. I forgot to promote her coffee morning, which was meant to be last Wednesday, and no one turned up. That wasn't anybody's fault apart from mine. So sorry, Miss Searle. Her next one, though, is Thursday, the 12th of December, usual time, straight after drop-off. So if you want to come for a coffee, it'll be a mince pie, actually, or something festive, because it's Christmas. Thursday, the 12th of December. Are you feeling frustrated by your child's behaviour and looking for support? If so, this is good news. We've got a parent and carer workshop happening next week, next Tuesday, on the 3rd of December, between 9:30 and 10:15. It's to find strategies to help you understand and support your child's behaviour. You find out where child behaviour comes from, get everyone in the family talking and listening to each other, understand why your child gets angry or upset and how to help them calm down, learn how your body language can help calm difficult situations, find strategies to change patterns of behaviour and get ideas and inspiration to try at home. We would love you to come along and be there. And it's next Tuesday, 3rd of December, with Miss Smith. Just come to reception just before 9:30. And it's a 45-minute session. And, you know, I've always said, haven't I, this parenting gig isn't easy. None of us, no manual for any of us, is there, when we're doing this. So any bits of help will always be really useful. So we hope to see you there. It's been great to see so many people at our open day events. We had an evening last Wednesday. We had about 60 people turn up. It was brilliant. Our last one, however, is this Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. I'll attach with the WhatsApp the QR code. If you know somebody or you'd like to indeed come and have a look around yourself, that is this Wednesday. I said about Secret Santa and Breakfast with Santa earlier. Letters have been sent out and may need to be returned to school by the 4th of December. On the 6th of December is our next donation day. Thank you to everybody who donated on Friday for Funky Hair Day. And 6th of December is Dare to be Different. So it's not this Friday, it's next Friday. It's Dare to be Different. So come and do something different. Last year, Del Boy came dressed as me, which was pretty impressive. And that is in return for donations of chocolate for the Christmas fair. Last couple of bits I've got to talk about. We've got the last darts club today. There won't be any more this term. And coats and lost property. You guys must spend so much money on uniform. I know what it's like as a parent. It's very expensive, coats. If you go to Lost Property outside of Year 6, there are loads of coats in there. Please, can you come and have a look? If your child has lost their coat or mislaid their coat, go and have a look in the Lost Property box by the Year 6 huts. You may well find your coat sitting in there. Apologies about that last minute WhatsApp last night about the gas. Unbelievable. Anyway, it's all fixed. So we're back to normal school meals tomorrow. So tomorrow it's either sausage roll, Spanish omelette. We've got jackets and bagels. So tomorrow we will be cooking on gas. We weren't today, but tomorrow we will be. And thank you to everybody who expressed concern about the heating. We're so old school here, so antiquated. We run on an oil system, so it would make a difference. So the heating is fine anyway, but yeah, thank you for all your concern. But gas is back to normal and we'll be able to get back to cooking. Exciting news about the goats. So the stable is being installed and built this Friday. Big shout out to the site team. They have been working in every single weather condition. They have been working in snow as well, because there were some flurries of snow. They've dug the foundations. They're currently laying the concrete for the base in preparation for the installation. And the goats arrive on Friday the 13th. Of December. It's only a couple of weeks. Friday the 13th of December is the arrival of our four goats. And I tell you what, we are really, really, really excited here at Shears Green. We can't wait. And it's just a massive shout to all of the companies who have supported us so far. So I just want to say a massive thank you to those at First Bus Stop, AADAR Services, Laser 13 Services, the Cotswold Retreat, Fawns of Rayleigh. You guys have been absolutely incredible. Medway Funeral Directors, all of these companies have come forward. So thank you so much for your generosity. And again, thank you to everybody who contributed via the Goats Fund Me, the Goat Fund Me Fund too. It's absolutely amazing what we've done, and we can't wait to get those goats here on site. That's it for me, and Mrs. Nicholson will be here in a second. She is back with your weekly Oracy Challenge. Enjoy the rest of your week. If you're putting your Christmas decks up at the weekend like me, good luck, enjoy it. And if you want a little tip, Aldi have got their large Christmas trees in stock from Tuesday. Other places sell Christmas trees too, but they're good value. And I tell you what, they're decent trees. So that's what I'm doing after school tomorrow night, is I'm going to go and buy my Christmas tree from Aldi. Right, Mrs. Nicholson, over to you, and I'll see you around and about.
Okay, Oracy Corner this week. Would you rather have 5 days at school with just a little bit of homework, or would you prefer 3 days at school with lots and lots of homework to carry on throughout the weekend? Now, there's something for you to discuss. Bye.